Let's see here. Charlie's calling us from Buckley with what? What's going on with you, Charlie? That seems a little different.
Hey, hi. How you doing, Dr. Wright?
I'm doing okay, sir. What's on your mind?
Okay, this is about my wife.
I thought it was you. No wonder I was surprised.
Oh, right, right. No, yeah. Because your screener I told about, the wife's never did experience any of these hot flashes through the years. And now that she is a little older here, a little above 76, she's experiencing, she never even really sweated through the years, even though she's worked her butt off. And now she will get hot and actually sweat, you know, at the where her forehead meets her hair, and sweat in the arms, under the arms, and yet her face and her skin will feel cool or clammy at the same time.
Any idea
what that's all about.
And you say she never had any hot flashes when she went through menopause?
None of that. She had 7 children, too.
Yep. Well, that's lack of estrogen, progesterone, etc., is not the only cause, but it is the major cause, and particularly for a woman who's been through menopause, it is possible to start having hot flashes later. Why? Well, because she, after menopause, there was just enough residual estrogen, and there frequently is some, it's a low, low level, but residual estrogen to prevent those hot flashes, and now, oh dear, there's just not enough residual. That's the most likely cause, sir. I can't say it's the only cause. I'd have her check her pulse when she gets that kind of hot stuff going on, but to see if it's racing any faster than usual, because if it does happen to be racing faster than usual, then the second thing that might be a possibility is just a little bit too much adrenaline coming out. That comes out sometimes if the other part of the adrenal glands called the adrenal cortex, which makes cortisone and cortisol, if that part of the adrenal glands is getting tired, then we have to rely on the center part of the adrenal glands, which makes adrenaline, in order to keep us awake and going and so forth. And every once in a while, an adrenaline rush will cause this kind of thing, although it doesn't usually result in the cold hands, but it can. So, well, yes, I suspect it can. So anyway, first thing I'd be looking for is, does she need to do some hormone replacement, even at her age? And yes, it is effective at older ages, but better work with a doc who's skilled and knowledgeable in it, because there's a few things you can get from your health food store that help to reactivate the brain so it responds better to estrogens if you've been away from them because your ovary stopped working 30 years ago. So there's that, and there's the smaller possibility of weak cortisol production by the adrenals, which means out comes more adrenaline, which can give some of the same symptoms.
I see. And so can I ask her, did your heart speed up or anything, Judy? Not just sometimes. Okay, so I understand what you're saying, and we ought to check into the estrogen.
Think you ought to, and check with a practitioner who knows what they're doing with it. You're in Buckley, and we got a good number of naturopathic doctors, and we got Tahoma Clinic in Tukwila, and some MDs who do the bioidentical hormones. Sir, one of the ways, if you know of a compounding pharmacy, you can call them up and say, hey, who that's near you, you can call them up and say, hey, who prescribes through your shop, and they're likely to be near you.
Right, okay. That's great.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you for calling. I'm glad you didn't have the hot flashes. I was just surprised when I saw on the screen here. But okay, bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.